This is the Valley Outdoors, and we are glad to have you guys with us. Ava's in the house.
Hello.
Donald's in the backyard.
Yeah, I'm here.
And I'm in the shed.
Okay.
Or somewhere. I'm somewhere. We're here.
You belong in the shed.
Nicely done, Don.
Thank you.
I like that very much. Hey, we got a good show today. We're going to have Josh Wiesner on. We talked about that last week. He is the head-to-head championship winner, and that was a tough road. We're going to talk about how he got to winning, and it is a long road to get there, so a lot of fun there. And we've got some cool stories that we're going to be talking about, including the fishing debate, who are the goats in all of fishing. That and more when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Don, Ava, good to see you guys.
Yes. We're here.
And we have a cool announcement, kind of a neat little thing, Don.
Absolutely.
We have a new affiliate with us. It's WYRQ-FM out of Little Falls. Good to have you guys with us. Welcome to the show and all the fun and shenanigans that go with it. So we're happy to have you guys on. And yeah, it's going to be fun. Yep. Lots of
the family's
fun.
Growing.
Yes, constantly growing. And with the fall bite, meaning fishing bite,
right.
Not bug bite,
yep.
Even though it's warm enough to have bugs. I was out last weekend, and I'm thinking, oh, the fall bite goes on, and you called me and said, oh, I said, October 18th, it's generally when the feed bag starts going on. Unfortunately,
you missed it.
The water temperature is such that, yeah, I got out there, and of course, it was 70 degrees, and it was a high-pressure zone, and everything just went to a screeching halt. And I thought, oh, you got to be kidding. We were out there at 7. It was on the water at like 7, quarter to 7. And thinking, okay, the morning was chilly. I thought, okay, we're good. The unfortunate part was it was foggy, so we just motored slowly into this vertical jigging, and fish didn't seem to really be having any interest in that. We laid around all day and had fun catching some fish, but nothing really heavy in the walleye side. And so my buddy goes out yesterday, knocked him silly.
No, yesterday?
Yeah. And I said, so how was it in the morning? He said, not much in the morning, just like when we went out. But boy, I tell you what, at 10:30, 10:45, it lit up all the way till 2 o'clock. So,
well, I can tell you, I was out earlier in the week, and I experienced the same thing you did.
Yep.
We did pick up some walleyes.
Yep.
Nothing to
write home about,
but, you know, some 16 inches.
Some eaters. That's good.
Yep. But we caught a few other species, and I can say I probably caught my personal best sheephead.
Nice.
Yeah.
They were biting the other day, too.
Yeah. Mark was in the boat with me, one of my buddies, and he goes, I've never seen a sheephead that big. I didn't know
trash
they got
lid.
That big.
Trash can lid.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
they're big. They were big.
Yeah. Well, I thought I had something for a bit, you know.
Right up until the point where it started spinning?
Right.
Jerk, 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 stop. Jerk, 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 stop. Yeah. That's usually the pattern.
Yep.
I did get a nice 4-pound smallmouth. We had a bunch of other smallmouth and just had a blast. But really, the important thing is, when it comes to this time of year, and it's pretty much that way, granted, unless you want to get out and get on a spot and have your spot set, you don't have to start out as early as you would normally. The fish seem to be much more lethargic at this time of year when it gets colder, the water temperature gets colder, and they just seem to bite and start to pick up the pace later and through the afternoon hour. So it's one of those things. Don't be concerned and say, oh, I'm not getting out early enough. The early bite's going to be done. The early bite's changing when this cold weather or the weather starts to change, and it makes a big difference.
Yeah, well, I still think there's going to be a bite that's coming along here.
Oh,
definitely.
There's no way around it.
I mean, we're talking about the Mississippi, but it's probably the same anywhere.
It's the same everywhere.
So yep, it's got to do with water temperature, and I hit two of the warmest days that we've seen in October. So
I'm gonna probably go out fishing this next week with JR Civic, our buddy.
Yep.
And go out and hit Lake Minnetonka, as I know the Lake Minnetonka bite is going fantastically well. And again, that's late night and late afternoon bite. So that's kind of one of those, yeah, it could be fun. Definitely could be fun. So keep in mind, it doesn't have to be an early bite, and start playing with some fun stuff. If the fish are really going, start playing with baits. Start playing with some rip and wraps. Start playing with some jigging wraps. If you're not familiar with it, they're great vertical jigging bait. They're great casting bait. And the fish this time of year, when they put the feed bag on, they will eat those like no tomorrow. So it gives you confidence in trying it, and throughout the year and into next year when you can really start applying it throughout the whole season. So do not be afraid. Please do not be afraid. I came across this piece of information, Don, the fishing debate. Who are the goats? You know what a goat is, right?
Yep, greatest of all time.
Greatest of all time. And, of course, it's impossible or very difficult to figure out who is the goat, right?
Well, so, they have to break it down by species, I would think.
Exactly. So what they did is they broke it down by species, and I've got their interpretation through the article and who they got, right? So the goat for walleye, who would your guess be?
Who would my guess be? Well, I mean, there's a lot of great professional fishermen, but as far as educators, probably the Linder's got to be up there.
Okay, so let's say fishing.
Fishing.
Just fishing.
Just fishing. Well, I really...
That's right, Mr. Gary Roach.
Yeah.
They picked Gary Roach. He was guiding and fishing
Walleye.
Competitively. Yep, Mr. Walleye at an early age pioneered many different techniques. Early adopter and innovator, sonars came onto the scene, and when tournament angling came up, he was definitely right there from the beginning. How about for bass? Who's your pick?
Oh,
it's pretty easy.
Probably Bill Dance or someone like that.
Well, no, remember, fishing. Bill Dance is in a different category. KVD, Kevin Van Dam. He is absolutely crazy amazing. Yep. How about for top fishing educator?
I would say Al.
The Linders are picked for sure. They've been in it since 1966 when they moved to Brainerd. They've been knocking it out since then and been on camera with the Linder Media Group. And the In Fisherman magazine.
Right.
So who's the greatest fishing entertainer? You said it earlier.
Bill Dance. Well, yeah, he's got more fails getting in and out of the boat.
My favorite's the one with the fan in the ceiling and the fishing rod.
Yep.
Yeah, that and the tongue deal, because I actually have walked into those before. So.
Yep.
Quick, the best bobber fishing goat, Mike Thill. Rod designer goat, Loomis. Best boat designer goat, Forrest L. Wood, and best fishing promoter, Ray Scott, for the BAS is starting that whole thing. So pretty neat deal with those guys, I will have to say. So there it is. Greatest of all times. You can be up for debate. We may have to bring it up for debate another time as well. See how that goes, right?
I didn't see EO on that list.
I'm not on that list. I'm on
well,
a different
come
list.
On.
I'll make my own categories.
Hey, you're number one on my list.
Well, I hope it's the right list, not the wrong list. Stay tuned, you guys. We're going to be right back, and we're going to be talking with Mr. Josh Wiesner, head-to-head tour champion. And be right back.